neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Moshe Ben Aaron Shalom was appointed to have a replacement, to designate Yehoshua instead of him. So we are informed that the Ribono Shel Olam told them, "V'hamata oto lifnei Elazar." Remember the pasuk? Yes? Yeah? He says, yeah, place Yehoshua in front of Elazar. So now, Harav asks, what's the need that Yehoshua have to stand in front of Elazar Kohen? Why? What's the need here? You follow? Yehoshua was replaced by Moshe Ben Aaron Shalom, right? Yeah, Moshe Ben Aaron Shalom, right. Moshe Ben Aaron Shalom was replaced by Yehoshua Ben Aaron Shalom. So now, Ribono Shel Olam says, place him in front of Elazar HaKohen. So Allah asks, well, what do we need this tzivut, this command? Well, what's the need for him? Why Hashem is telling Moshe that Yehoshua has to stand in front of Elazar? Why?
To approve, to validate his selection.
That goes without saying. That's automatically. It's no question. Here, this is a very, very delicate point. It says this matter is attached the Benot Zelofchad. No, the case of the five daughters of Zelofchad. They came and they asked for inheritance in Eretz Yisrael. Good? Aminu Bechet Oved. So, you know, it's very interesting that this matter is as we see it also in this parasha twice. Again, the two parasha that we're going to have. Seven times, right? Seven times it mentioned that the daughters of Zelofchad, the name is mentioned. So they say what their father did, he was punished by seven layers of Gehinnom. So now when their name is mentioned, they save the father from the punishment of Gehinnom. That's what is mentioned, it's such a sad kind of labor. So now here, Moshe Ben Aaron said, now I can grab the opportunity. When the daughters of Zelofchad came to Moshe Ben Aaron Shalom, and they asked, you know, we want a portion of Yisrael, but they wanted to bring Nahat for their father. So now here Moshe Ben Aaron said to Ribono Shel Olam, if Yehoshua take my place, forget about me. Okay. But how about my Abba? My Abba, Amram, Allah Shalom, he will have such a nachat to see my children, they're taking my place. Forget about me. Moshe said, okay, I'm out. I made a mistake. Fine, my children, they don't deserve it. But how about their grandfather? Hashem said, don't worry, I'll take care of you. Bring Yehoshua, place him in front of Elazar. Why? Because Elazar is also who?
Is Amram's grandfather,
a grandchild. So this way, as long as Yehoshua is needy, that he needs Elazar Kohen, he brings Nachat for your Abba. So that's why he took her. So now, what's the point here? Here is not that the child brings Nachat for his Abba. Achalim obviously. But also for his grandfather. You know what the grandfather is gonna feel when since the grandchild is in Derech Torah, Derech Mitzvot, he's a half skushkon. So amen.
Amen.
You know what the Nachat is going to bring? And that's the beauty, that's the chiyuv that we have to understand. It's not that I have to listen to my Abba. And many times, people don't even think about this. Don't think about this.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.